Pete Seeger, regarded as the most influential folk artist in America, died Monday of natural causes in New York. He was 94 years old. A skilled banjo and guitar player, he was particularly famous for his themes of racial tolerance and peace. During his career, Pete Seeger wrote more than 100 songs, ranging from the freedom cry of If I Had a Hammer, to his arrangement of the civil rights rallying song We Shall Overcome, to his anti-war anthem Where Have All the Flowers Gone. Seeger was born in New York City. His father was a musicologist and composer, and his mother a classical violinist and teacher. The younger Seeger studied at Harvard University, but seemed more interested in learning to play the five-string banjo and left the college in the late 1930s. Later, he met singer-songwriter Woody Guthrie, who became his mentor and greatest influence. They sang at concerts to benefit migrant farm workers and striking labor union members, becoming popular among left-wing and radical groups. Seeger often credited Guthrie with giving him a musical roadmap that guided his career.
I figured the most important job I ever did in my life, really, was passing on to a younger generation of songwriters the lessons I learned from him. That is, you take an old tune, you add new words to it.
In 1948, Seeger formed the quartet called The Weavers, giving an early start to the folk music revival. The Weavers had commercial success with songs such as Goodnight Irene and the Seeger composition If I Had a Hammer. Although the group sold more than 4 million records, their popularity came to a sudden halt in the Cold War era, as McCarthyism pointed an accusing finger at those who were branded communist sympathizers. The Weavers were blacklisted in the music industry, and the recording contract was canceled. But as the political tide turned in the 1960s, Seeger was embraced by a new generation as a folk music hero. A civil rights activist, Seeger sang and marched with Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr.
We shall overcome.
His arrangement of the Baptist hymn, We Shall Overcome, became the theme of the early civil rights movement. Seeger explained why music always seems to be associated with protest.
It may be because it's a little less threatening than talking, singing is, and you can get away with things singing that you can't get away with talking. I think in every country of the world, there's a tradition of singing at periods of crisis. Now, we know there's a war, you get war songs. Somebody falls in love, they write love poetry.
In the mid-1960s, Seeger started a campaign to clean up the polluted Hudson River in New York State. In later years, he turned to encouraging nuclear disarmament and closing nuclear power plants. He also was a campaigner for AIDS research and the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa. In the tradition of Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger sang of the American experience and how the struggle for change can be a painful process. In concert, he had the power to charm audiences into singing along with him. Once, during a show in Moscow, he taught 10,000 Russians, who did not know a word of English, to sing Michael Row the Boat Ashore in four-part harmony. Seeger would always introduce each song with a bit of historical perspective, or tell of his inspiration. He especially delighted young people with his tales and fables, and his many recordings for children are still popular. After the death of his old friend and colleague, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger often hit the concert trail with Woody's son, Arlo, a pop and folk singer in his own right. Both were featured on the 1988 album Folkways, a vision shared, a tribute to Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly. In 1994, Seeger received the Kennedy Center Honor for Achievement in the Arts, a special tribute to the man who was blacklisted for his alleged political views. Seeger once commented why he lived his life as an activist.
I've tried to combine social action with music all my life. Whether it's peace or war or unions or civil rights or the women's movements or gay liberation movement, I've participated in all of them. I'm convinced they're all different sides of one huge crisis that is either going to wipe out the human race or we'll solve it. If we do solve it, we're going to learn how to talk instead of shoot. We're going to have to learn how to try and walk in each other's shoes, even though it's not easy.
Where have all the flowers gone?
Seeger lived by the motto engraved on his banjo: this machine surrounds hate and forces it to surrender. Pete Seeger, dead at age 94. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
The girls have picked them, everyone. Oh, when will you ever learn? Oh, when will